your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
The head of MI5 has warned that the terror threat facing Britain is at its highest level in nearly four decades. Andrew Parker says the internet and online technologies are making it easier for terror groups to plot. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt says Mr. Parker is backing new anti-terror powers to monitor communications.
Clearly, he wants greater powers to be able to seize and look at communications data of suspects. He says that the world has changed, technology has advanced, and he needs, as an organisation, to keep up.
This is KMFM News.
A prisoner has been convicted of killing another inmate at a Kent prison. 46-year-old Darren Flynn was found in a cell with almost 200 stab wounds at Swarside Prison on the Isle of Sheppey in March. 33-year-old Paul Wadkin, who denied murder, will be sentenced tomorrow, along with 45-year-old Jason Gomez, who admitted the charge before the trial. A powerful earthquake has killed at least five people and forced a million residents from their homes when it struck central Chile. The 8.3 magnitude tremor triggered tsunami alerts, with waves spotted at least 15 feet high.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP has told KMFM more measures need to be brought in on the Sheppey crossing to make it safer. The speed limit was temporarily brought down from 70 to 50 after several crashes over the last few years. However, figures show people are still driving over it on average 25 miles per hour over the speed limit. Sheppey MP Gordon Henderson says it's frustrating.
We need some sort of proper, decent matrix warning signs to notify motorists of potential problems. I think we need CCTV cameras on there to identify those problems. I think we need some form of refuge bays or refuge system that allow people who break down the bridge to vacate their cars and go and find somewhere safe away from the traffic flow. And I think we need a way of quickly closing the bridge off, perhaps with automatic barriers, as soon as an accident occurs.
A Kent man who abused two young girls in the back of his lorry has been jailed. A court heard how Graham Stewart encouraged the pair to take part in indecent games and routinely abused one of them between the mid-90s to 2004. The 52-year-old from Spitfire Road in West Malling has been sentenced to 14 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
More of us are being encouraged to become foster carers as the refugee crisis takes its toll on the number available in Kent. Council bosses say the pool of foster parents in the county has been completely used up because they're caring for so many asylum seeker children. Peter Oakford's head of children's services at KCC, he says others need homes too.
It's not only for the unaccompanied asylum seeking children. We do have teenagers, we do have children with disabilities. So it's finding foster carers that are willing to go that extra mile and to work with some of the more challenging cases.
Meantime, an online event's taking place today, giving anyone interested the chance to ask questions and get more information. Lee Thomas has been fostering in Kent for 20 years and has taken in many refugees.
We've never had a child from Syria yet, but obviously there are a great many children who have been orphaned or who are travelling to escape the violence. And there is a very great need for foster carers to facilitate looking after these children.
It's been revealed strike action by ferry workers, which stopped two ships sailing between Dover and Calais over the summer, cost more than £13 million in repairs and lost revenue. My Ferrylink staff, who were unhappy with the sale of the vessels to another operator, staged the industrial action. Eurotunnels revealed the scale of the damage while officially handing over the ships to Dutch company DFDS. And British ventriloquist has won America's Got Talent. Paul Zerdin's picked up $1 million as part of his prize and has been given a show at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Kent's Olympic skeleton gold medalist Lizzie Arnold has decided to take a season-long break from the sport. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Karina.
Well, the 26-year-old from West Kingsdown will miss the forthcoming World Cup campaign and won't defend her title at the next World Championships, which is an annual event. events. She says it's all part of her plan to retain her gold medal at the 2018 Winter Olympics. Cricket and Kent's final county championship match of the season has been abandoned. Rain has meant the last 2 days against Gloucestershire have been a washout and only 15 overs were possible on day one. Kent remain third from bottom in Division 2 but could drop a place if Derbyshire win their final fixture. And in football, there are three British sides involved in the opening round of group games in the Europa League tonight. Liverpool are in France to face Bordeaux, Tottenham welcome Azerbaijan champions Karabag, and Celtic are in the Netherlands to take on Ajax.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.